Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it's good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I appreciate you tuning into the program tonight and calling in. And if you would like to call in, if you haven't already called in, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. I will be taking calls. Again, that call-in number is 347-327-9316. There's several callers ahead of you already, but just try to get in, okay? All right. I've had a good day. Hopefully you've had a good day. And I didn't do anything exciting today. Was over at a friend's house just visiting and just hanging out, and that's cool, I guess. So, and now we're doing the program, so that's even better. So, because I enjoy doing the program, I enjoy talking to you and helping you any way I can. So, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll go ahead and open with a song, and then we'll take your phone calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, just help me right now just move out of the way and become the vessel that you always use in this program. And I appreciate it. And I'm just thankful that you use me to help other people. And I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to do so. And Father, Mother God, I just pray for my listeners right now. I just pray that you would just meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs that they have, that you would just meet them right now. And I just thank you for that. And thank you in advance for touching them. And Father, Mother God, I pray for Rose right now. She's not feeling good tonight. And I just pray a special blessing upon her and just break this virus that's in her body right now. And we just ask Archangel Raphael to step forward and just touch Rose right now and just let her feel better. And we just thank you for it. And we say namaste and we say amen. And we go ahead and open with a song. And then we'll be taking your calls. Again, the call-in number to the program is 347-327-9316. We'll be right back taking your calls to our next. Let's go ahead and go over here and click on a song, and we'll be right back.
Namo, Namo, Namo.
I just love that song. So let's go ahead and take some calls. And Chris, you're the first caller of the evening. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
How can I help you? I'm good. How can I help?
Yeah, I was just have basically one question. I was just going to ask, when do you think that I'll have money for the herbalist classes that I'm trying to do this year? I'm trying to be an herbalist, and I have to study for that in Orlando.
Right. All right. I see the money coming in. It looks like at the end of the month, end of January, end of February, you should have some money coming in to help you with that. You're going to be really good at it. So it's your calling. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing. So Spirit's going to provide you the resources to take the classes and the stuff that you need to do to prepare yourself. So.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. I just wanted to know. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. You have a good night. Thank you, Chris.
You too. See ya.
Right. Let's go ahead and talk to my buddy Melvin. Hi.
Hey, Michael.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Was it your father that was ill?
Excuse me?
Was that your father that was ill?
Oh, yeah, my dad. Yeah, he's still having some problems with his back. Yeah.
Oh, okay, because I called back in on the last time I spoke with you, and I just wanted to send my prayers out to your father for a quick.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But I just wanted to know about finances as well. I went to court on the 8th. Well, I didn't have to go, but the court date was on the 8th to reestablish my back pay for my unemployment. And it's just a matter of time before they mail me my check. And what do you see about, time frame on that, me receiving my check?
You should receive a check in February. Looks like early February. About the second week of February.
Is that from the unemployment or my taxes? Because I also waiting on that as well.
That's the unemployment.
About the second week of February?
Yeah, second week of February.
Okay, all right, great. Because I really need the funds right now to take care of my rent. I'm behind on a lot of bills because I'm trying to do some things with my son that was shot, trying to get him back home.
Yeah.
And
it's just going to take some time. So.
Yeah. Could I ask you about my car? One more little thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's not. The guy put a new fuel pump in it. And it's having a little noise, but when I was driving home the other night, it was not pulling right. Is it something serious, or what are you picking up? What's wrong?
I feel like it's out of alignment.
Out of alignment.
I'm feeling like if you take it in and get the tires aligned and stuff, I think that would, yeah.
Because I do know I need some brakes and tires. I do know that. And probably an oil change.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. But there's an alignment issue at the moment with your car. So.
Okay. The guys that fixed it, put that new fuel pump in, is that going to be okay? That's okay? They really did a good job? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I feel like that's taken care of, so you need to stop worrying about it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I feel like it's taken care of. No problem.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Yeah, and I wish
bye-bye.
Your father well. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Karen. You're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to get some insight. I have a career question. A headhunter recently found me a job as a admission advisor for an online university, and I'm having kind of like second thoughts because I think maybe the job is a little bit too much because it's a lot of technology, and I'm wondering if you see me hanging in there or getting another job.
I feel like you're going to get it. I feel like something else is going to open up for you. I'm not going to sell you short because I feel like you could do the work. I mean, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when I'm looking at this, I just don't feel like it's the right fit. There's just something that doesn't feel right to me about it. Something else is going to open up for you. Looks like something else opened up for you at the end of the month. So,
okay. Do you think it'll be with the same headhunter, or just find some on my own?
I feel like you're going to find it on your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Thanks.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in, Karen. All right.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and wait for my switchboard to stop spinning around in circles. And let's talk to Ann. You're on there with me. Hi.
Hey, thank you, Michael. And I also wish the best for Rose and your dad. Send some healing prayers for both of them. I wish I could send you some of the homemade beef stew I just made in a big pot. It's very good. Because where I'm at, it went down in the 50s, so it's kind of cool.
Right.
Right now, I'm wondering about someone that has been out of touch for some time. I made one or two contacts a couple months ago, and I haven't heard from this person. I'm wondering if you pick up anything.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, Ann, while I tap into this.
Sure.
Let me be quiet for just a second. I feel like they're just distracted at the moment. I feel like that they'll contact you, but doesn't look like you'll have any contact with them until like about March.
Really? Is it work related, or have they moved to another location, or a combination of that, or
it feels like a combination of that. It feels like that there's been a move, and they're just distracted with the move and just settling in and stuff like that. It's nothing personal. They would feel really bad if they thought that you were thinking that it's personal. Because it's not personal. Life just got busy and stuff like that. But
feel like
be contact.
I mean, it does have something to do with a job, or?
Yeah, it has something to do with a job. Yeah.
So they will be contacting me, and I shouldn't try to call them, or just let it be?
You could reach out to them. I don't see that hurting anything. But also, there might not be an answer. I mean, you can reach out to them, but just realize that they're busy right now. So.
Okay, but nothing serious.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing serious going on. I mean, they're not
like,
sick or anything.
It's kind of a disappearance. It's been several months, so you know it's kind of odd. I just wondered if it was all right.
Yeah, everything's okay. I don't see any major issues or anything like that. So.
But they'll be back around, or?
Yeah,
back?
They should be. Yeah.
Back in the area.
Yeah, they should be back in the area.
Okay, but not until March. Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
Real quickly, Michael. I'm a little cautious now about my financial situation.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to trying to move in June, and my finances don't look as good as I'd like them to be at this time. I'm wondering if you see any improvement between now and then, which will help me with moving.
Yeah, I do see an improvement in your finances. Look about like the same time frame as I told you the people going to contact you. I
around
feel
March.
Like it's going to be March, around March, yeah.
They'll start
and
getting
then,
better.
Yeah, things should start getting better financially for you.
That
where
would
you
be
have
good.
Some money to move. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, Michael, best wishes to all of you. And I love the songs you play. They are really great. And I'll keep listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Susan, hopefully. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I was just wondering if you had any insight regarding relationship for me.
Relationship? Okay. Are you seeing somebody at the moment? Because I feel somebody around you or somebody
yes.
that you're thinking about. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Because I feel like the person that you're thinking about, I feel like it's a good relationship. I feel like that it would work into something long term down the line, if that's
okay.
what you're looking for and that's what you're wanting. I feel when I tap into the other individual, I feel a very honest person, you know, somebody that you can trust. Things like that. Those are things that you're looking for in a relationship. You want somebody that you can trust. So, but yeah, I definitely a good relationship.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in.
Many blessings.
You too. All right, now we're running across names that there's no way that I'm going to try to pronounce. So let's go to 480. When I say hi to you, could you say your name for me, please? Hi.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Shruti. How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good. I didn't want to try butchering your name, so I thought
That's
I'd
okay.
let you
That's...
say it.
Thank you.
Yeah, how can
Thank
I help?
You. Just like the previous caller, what do you see for me in terms of relationships?
Okay. Are you seeing somebody? Cause
I'm not.
You're not seeing anybody? Okay.
No.
Have you just ended a relationship?
No. Not been
okay.
in a relationship for a while.
You haven't been? Okay. All right. Because I keep picking up somebody around you. Like a year ago, so I don't know what
no.
that is yet. So we'll
okay.
just move on. But
okay.
I definitely see somebody coming into your path. I would say looks like late springtime, about April or May. Somebody should be stepping into the picture here, and somebody that. You know, somebody that you can really rely upon. Definitely going to be very spiritual. That's a plus. So definitely a very spiritual person stepping into your path. So but it would be about April.
In April time frame. And anything about what he looks like or how I'm going to meet him or anything like that?
No, I don't have anything like that. Sorry, I don't have that information.
Okay. No problem. Thank you so much.
Have You're welcome. You have a good night.
Day. Same to you. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to you. Hold on for a minute while everybody settles into place. Let's go ahead and talk to 857, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hi, my name is Keita.
Keita, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's okay. I just have a question about...
You got really good energy. I love your energy. So that's a plus. So go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you. I just had a question about work and me finding something new and when I will be closing the door on my current work situation.
Okay. Definitely doors are about ready to open for you work-wise. This is a year for you to make some changes, and definitely work is one of those. Things should be ending at your current job. Looks like about February, and then something opening up for you about the same timeline. So you're not going to be without a job. So your job's going to end, and then something else is going to open up pretty quick for you. So you're not going to have a lot of downtime. So.
Okay.
So does that help?
Yeah. And I guess just closing, why is this happening?
It's supposed to happen. It's just part of your path, your journey. I feel like you're done at where you're working now, and I feel like that what Spirit wants to do is put you in place to help some people, and you're going to be doing that at your next job, so helping them on their spiritual journey and stuff like that. So that's why you just need to be moved into a different position, so you'll be able to help other people and stuff like that. So
okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate you calling in. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk to Cindy. You're on air with me.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
All right.
Good.
We talked a while back, and I asked you about Eli and when I would hear from him. Still haven't heard from him. And just wondering what you can pick up with that.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I'm surprised that you haven't heard from him. You should have heard from him already. So that surprises me. I don't know exactly why he hasn't contacted you, because that should have already happened. Since it hasn't happened, let's look at what's holding him up and stuff like that, and see if I can tap into him and see what's going on. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I try to tap into his energy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should hear from him, it looks like, in 3 months. So that would put you January, February, about March. There,
okay.
I don't know what's holding them up, but I would say about March.
You can't pick up anything from him other than...
No. He when I tap into him, he seems very nervous. His energy seems very on edge to me. So I don't know what's causing that with him, but he seems very on edge at the moment. Because when I'm tapping into his energy, it seems very shaky to me. So something's going on with him, but I would expect to hear from him in March. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Anna. Hopefully I said your name right.
Hello.
Hi. You're on there.
Hi. I have a question about, I'm working on finances this year, and I'm looking to downsize my car. Do you see me being successful in doing that?
Downsizing your car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I see that working out for you. is something that you really need to do. Yeah, definitely working out.
Okay. Thank you.
No, no problem. Anything else I can help you with?
Well, I just wanted to see maybe too what you see around love life for me.
Okay. I felt like that you had a different another question. That's why I asked. because I was like, there's something else on her mind. So, love life, somebody coming into your path looks like around about March.
Okay, is that like that's relationship all. Material or?
Yeah, I don't feel like I feel like it's just somebody you're going to date for a while. It doesn't
okay.
feel long term to me,
mm-hmm.
but it's just somebody that you can hang out with and stuff like that and have a good time with. Somebody more long term is coming into your path next year, but yeah, you're not quite ready for a long term relationship yet. There's just some things that you need to work on,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's why they're holding that off. For you, but somebody's coming into your path, just hang out with it. So, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a short break. I need a break, so we're going to take one. You can call us. As soon as I can give you a calling number, you can call us. Unless you're psychic, and then you can use your psychic abilities and call us. 347-327-9316 is the calling number to the program. So I appreciate you tuning in tonight and being a part of the program so far. So if you'd like to call in, and it's 347-327-9316. Let me give you a website address. It is www.insightswithmichael.net is the website address. You can make a donation to the program. You can set up readings over there. That site is still being worked on, so there's not a lot over there yet. But you can check it out at www.insightswithmichael.net. We're going to be right back in about 7 minutes. So... we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
that are already with you and feel them flooding into your heart, into your awareness. And as we sing Namé, which means I bow to each blessing, to each gift from the divine.
Say hi to Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hey. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help?
Well, it's kind of a two-part question, but somebody has been harassing my dog, and I wonder if you could pick up on who that is. She's a puppy, and they're trying to destroy her training, and they've actually cut her nails back, so they bled, and now she's scared of that, and they cut up her toys and steal them. And
okay. Let me. I'm gonna be quiet as I tap in. What is your dog's name?
Beauty.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm gonna just tap into that and see what's going on. I'm picking up two young guys. They're like in their late 20s. But I feel like that there's somebody else involved. I feel like that they're like the hands and the feet that is doing this, but I feel like that there is somebody else behind the scenes.
Right.
Calling the shots and stuff like that, I feel like you'll catch some, and this should be resolved within a couple of months here. Law enforcement will be involved, but I definitely see two guys that, like I said, are late 20s. That are the hands and the feet behind the scenes. There's somebody else. So, and I don't know who this somebody else is. I can't pick up on that.
Do you see anybody coming in to help me? Any, you know, like shining armor here?
Yeah. I do feel like there is like a hero popping up on the scene here. Looks like in about a week or so, somebody should be popping in that can help you. Yeah, definitely see about a week.
Anybody
so
I know?
Like some, I I think you know them, but I'm not sure about that. But but definitely somebody that will help put an end to this harassment and stuff like that. It's a guy, and so it's going to be somebody that is going to step up and help with this issue.
Michael, honey, is there anything I can do to protect the dog, my dog and cat? And in fact, my cat is sick, and I don't know if they've done something.
Yeah, I don't think anything's been done to the cat. I just feel like the cat has a virus at the moment. I don't see anything, you know, like any ill will or anything towards the cat. It's been more mm-hmm. focused on the dog. And,
right.
And so, the only thing that I could advise you is, you know, just, you know, watch the dog when it's outside and stuff like that, and don't let it be out, you know, too much by itself, and so mm-hmm. things like that.
They're actually,
could help.
They're coming in the house. They're coming in the house.
They're coming in the house? Okay, I didn't see that. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're coming in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely you need help. So somebody's stepping in, like, you know, we care, so.
Okay, honey. Thank you. All right.
No
thanks,
problem.
Michael.
I appreciate you calling
Bye.
Me.
Yeah.
Bye. I'll be praying about the situation, too, so. All right.
Thank you so much. Okay, honey. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. Let's go ahead and let's just pray right now. And put a stop to this, because you know this kind of stuff doesn't need to happen. And when it is happening, it can be very fearful and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and pray about the situation. Let's go ahead and right now, Father, Mother, God, we just come before you right now and asking in behalf of Sharon and the situation with the dog. That you would just intervene here and people that are doing this, that you would just put a stop to this, you know, within the next couple of weeks. You know, I just want to see an end to this. And we just thank you for it. And we ask Archangel Michael to come forward right now and to protect everybody involved in the situation and the dog and the cat and Sharon and we just thank you for the person that's coming in to help, and we just thank you for all these things, and we say namaste and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 610. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Taking my call. Yes.
No problem.
I'm calling. I'm currently job hunting. I was laid out from my job in December. I've put a lot of things out there, but I haven't heard back. Are you picking up anything for me?
Yeah, you should hear something about a job in a couple of weeks. By the end of the month, you should hear something, and you should be working by the end of January.
Oh, okay. Were you by any chance picking up the field or the industry?
I can try to tap into that. I'm not picking mm-hmm. that up right now, so let me see if I can get anything on that. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. So mm-hmm. let me just try and see what's going on. I'm not picking up anything on that. Sorry, I just don't have any information.
I was just wondering if it was going to be either medical or pharmaceutical, because I've put a few things out there to those industries as well.
Yeah, I feel like it has something to do with medicine or something to do with that. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, and you're very qualified to do the job, so it's going to be something that you're going to enjoy doing. So, all right?
Do you feel it's going to be like a larger size corporation or medium or small?
It looks like a larger corporation. It looks like they have their like they have a big, huge operation. I mean, so it's going to be something big. So
you feel it's something that I already applied for, because you said I was going to be working by the end of the month, so.
Yeah, I feel like it's already something you've applied for.
Oh, okay. You feel it's going to be like, okay, thank you.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. All right, you have a good night.
Thank you.
No problem. Let's go ahead and talk to 302. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. How can I help?
I finally decided to cut back some of the karma from my past, and I'm trying to sell a few of my rentals. And I had a couple investors that were supposed to be interested, but nobody followed up to even look at them. So I wouldn't, I would like to know what you see around that situation.
Okay. So you're asking, I've been reading for a little bit, so I'm getting a little tired.
Okay.
Let me be sure that I got your question right.
All right.
So you have some investors that are looking at some property right now, or?
They haven't looked at it. I put it out there, and I have a couple people said, this person might be interested. But nobody's actually followed up to even look at the houses yet, because I'm selling real cheap.
There's somebody that's interested in them. You should hear something by the end of the week, week coming up. Yeah, there's somebody very interested in the properties. They just haven't stepped up yet. Yeah. Those properties should be off your hands here by the end of the month. So.
Thank you so much. And you sound great.
No.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. You have a good night. Let's go ahead and talk to 484. You're on air with me. Oh, hold on. We skipped. 404, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. How can I help?
I want to see if you could see anything with my mom, because she recently is in a breakup and she's really feeling down. I just want to make sure that she's going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah, let me tap into this. So she just went through a breakup, is that correct?
Yeah, she's recently, like a few days ago.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure she's not.
Yeah.
That she's.
Yeah, I feel like that she's going to be okay. I feel like that she just needs some time to grieve, the relationship and stuff like that, but overall, I don't see any problems. I mean, I don't see her, any health issues, anything with that going on. So I feel like that she'll recover, from this relationship, and she'll move on to something else. But I feel like she's going to be okay. So.
Okay, I have just another question. I had two dogs, and one dog was a little bit more daring than the other, and he ran away like 4 years ago. But my other dog, she was really good. Her name was Snoopy, and she also just disappeared one day. I just want to know, was she taken? Because she wasn't the type of dog that would leave.
Yeah, she was taken. I mean, somebody picked her up.
Taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody picked her up.
Okay, that's what we thought, because she's not the type to leave.
Yeah, it was a woman in a white car. That's all the information I have on that. But yeah.
So. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and you sound a little tired though.
Yeah, I'm getting tired. Yeah.
Yeah. Love and light and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. let's go ahead and go up to 484. You're on air with me finally. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How can I help? Hi.
Yeah. I have a question on my house, if I'm going to be selling it anytime soon, and about relationship-wise.
Okay. Yeah, your house should sell. Looks like your house selling about the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as a relationship goes, I'm not seeing anybody coming in this year. That doesn't mean that that can't change. That just means that right now, with me looking at the situation, I'm just not seeing anybody at the moment. So, but I feel more of a relationship for you next year. So.
Okay, and with the sale of the house in that month of March, will I be finding somewhere, you know, for me and my family around that time too, to move out of?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, something definitely is opening up for you. You're not going to be out on the street or anything like that. I mean, another residence is opening up for you. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Let's go ahead and talk to Holly. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How can I help?
I'm just wondering if maybe you can get a message for my boyfriend, Gilbert. He has a mother, a brother, and a sister on the other side.
Okay. I will try. What was his name again? Gilbert?
Gilbert or Gilberto.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up a woman around him. She's just telling me to tell him that she loves him and that she's okay. Did you say that his mother was on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like it's her. So.
Oh.
So. Hopefully that helps.
Oh, no other messages for him from.
No.
All
that's
right.
All I'm picking up at the moment. So, all right. You have
okay.
A good night.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's talk to 312. You're on air with me. We're running down on time, so hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how can
hello,
I help
this is
you?
Sylvia. Hello. Yes, I'm calling. My name is Sylvia, and I'm calling because I'm trying to find out where exactly should I live. I'm a senior, and I live with my daughter currently, and I'm selling my home in Arkansas. And I just want to find out exactly where I'm going to end up.
Okay. I feel like you're going to end up near your daughter.
Currently, I live in Illinois.
Okay. And you don't want to live there anymore?
I don't, no.
Okay. Because I'm picking up you're going to be moving towards the family members, so I don't know where those are, like a daughter or something like that. I mean, you're not going to be living with them. They're going to have your own place, but I feel like
I feel like
you're going to be near family. I mean, I feel like that family is important to you.
Yes.
So, but to give you an answer on that, I don't have a definite location on that.
I think that's going to be my daughter with three kids because I really think about them. I help them so much. I like where
right.
they live. And I'm hoping
yeah.
that my home sells in Texas. I mean, in Arkansas.
Yeah, your home is going to be selling. So
it should
be sold by the end of the year.
Okay.
if not sooner. So, yeah. But definitely moving towards a daughter. So,
okay.
All right.
Great. All right. Thank you so much. And have a pleasant evening.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
This is our last call of the evening because we're almost out of time. 347, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a question where is 2015, I wonder what it has in store for me.
Some really good things opening up for you. Definitely something to do with your job. Are you working currently?
No.
Okay, because I definitely see like a job opening up for you, something that is going to be more like a career, not just a job, something that you're very capable of doing. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah, I have one more question. My father passed away recently. I'm wondering if he has any messages for my mother.
Just that he's around her. He checks up on her constantly. And also with you. He's around you as well. But just basically just to let her know that he's around her. So, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a nice day.
You have a good night. You too. All right. Appreciate everybody calling in. We are done. We are almost out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and say good night. Rose, thank you for helping tonight. I appreciate it. And hopefully you get feeling better. And we will be back on air next weekend sometime, next Saturday. We should be on air. So I will talk to you then. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you.